I know Father Tom said it once, and I'll say it too. Happy Father's Day to all the dads that are with us today. Hopefully, if your dad is not here and is somewhere else, that you'll have the opportunity to take a moment and be a blessing to him. Maybe it's a phone call or whatever, and let him know. Maybe even a text nowadays that we do. For those individuals like myself and others whose dads have gone on to meet the Lord, I ask of you today at some point that you take a moment before God and thank God for the gift of your father. Like Father Tom said, I too can also say I had a great dad. He was an amazing man. He was a Toledo firefighter for 30 years, and as a kid, I loved riding in the car with him. Mom never did, but I loved it because he drove everywhere like we were in a pumper going to a fire. My mom was cute. She's little. She's about 4'11". And for the longest time, I thought she was normal. This was before seatbelts. My mom rode with her hand on the ceiling everywhere we went. Great dad, and I've had the opportunity also to be a dad, and it's an amazing experience. And dads, don't never give up. I want to keep it simple today. It's not a complicated subject that I'm going to talk about, but sometimes our own ideas and thoughts and emotions can get in the way of us seeing what God is trying to accomplish in this world and in our lives. So I want to keep it simple. I'll work on it. I've had the opportunity in my lifetime now to be in key leadership positions and roles, including being a pastor for about 9 years. I've attended numerous seminars, numerous conferences, read many books on the subject of leadership and management. And out of all those seminars and all of the things I attended, there was one thing that always came forth that's important as a leader to remember, and that was this. And that is to always try to keep whatever organization that you're in charge of, to try to keep perspective of the whole organization. Not just a little here, but always try to be in this place where we're always watching over the whole organization, because that's what leaders are supposed to do. But those of you who understand what I'm about to say, it's easy though sometimes to become bogged down by a number of little things or problems that can keep you from seeing the big picture. And it can kind of choke the big picture and your overall perspective. You might be saying to me, Deacon, I'm not a leader. I've never done anything like that. So how does that pertain to me? But it does, because each of us is a member of the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. It is important that each of us, and this is the simple thing I want to say today, that we maintain a good, healthy, and eternal perspective. A good, healthy, and eternal perspective. For you see, in this fourth chapter of Mark, last week we were in third chapter. Remember what the third chapter is about, what his family said about him, about Jesus? They said he was nuts. They said he was insane. He had went back home, remember? And they said, this guy's crazy. We can't have him talking. Then Jesus finds himself at the beginning of the fourth chapter of Mark. And a great crowd has gathered, and he begins sharing parables. Now, you know, I've said it many times, parables are not true stories. There are illustrations that he gave to help us understand about himself, the kingdom of God, and our lives as believers. The first 27 verses of Mark 4 is about the famous story of the seed and the sower, about where the seed fell. And it talks about some seed fell on thorny ground, some fell on the rocks, and then there are the seeds that fall on the good ground. And that whole portion that he's talking about is in relationship about the Word of God. And that the Word of God falling on our hearts. Because every week you're at Mass, that seed is sown to you guys and all of us. And it goes within our hearts, and the condition of our hearts will help us determine what we do with it. In today's reading, he talks about another seed, and that seed is the mustard seed. And he talks about how small it is in size, and that it has the ability to grow to where it has branches, and that the branches grow in such a way that the birds can come within it and rest. And from that little bitty thing, it's amazing to me. Unless you're a biologist, or maybe even a farmer, sometimes I don't think we realize what lies in that little seed of whatever thing we plant, that it becomes what it is. Just in that, the material, there's enough material in there that it makes a beautiful flower, produces a magnificent stalk of corn, or even if you ever get to California, make sure you see the sequoia trees. Those monsters are like 250 feet high. How does it start? Little seed. It's amazing that a seed can hold that much potential. And the seed then learns, I shouldn't say learns, but it takes what? It takes its nourishment from the ground. Puts its root down so that it can get what it needs, and then it shoots up through the ground and becomes what it is. And it talks about this mustard seed becoming this plant so large that even the birds can dwell within it. Today's reading, I can't help but think, and I thought about it this morning at 4 o'clock, believe it or not, I woke up, and I thought about how this parish, it'll be 90 years ago, a seed was planted on this ground. And I thought about of all the people's shoulders I'm standing on who's the start of this ministry, and that how this parish had become like that mustard plant that God talked about, and all the people, think of yourself as a bird this morning, we've been dwelling on its branches, not only us, but those before us over the last 90 years, that this parish has become the incredible place that it is. All started because the bishop thought we need to put a church here. It's amazing. That's why it's always good to remember history. And we'll be celebrating the 90th here in the not too distant future. Sometimes we need to be reminded every now and then that in spite of what's happening in our lives, in spite of what's happening in the world, in spite things may seem like crazy everywhere you look, God is still in control. Yes, even when it appears he's not, he is. That's why we need to maintain a good, healthy, eternal perspective. For you know as well as I do, it's easy sometimes to have things happen to us. And if we're not careful, we can get in that same predicament that Peter was in. You remember it? Jesus is walking on the water. What Peter said? Let me come to you. And the Lord said, what? Come. And Peter begins on the walk on the water. You know this story. What happened to him? Started looking around at the scene, and he began to think. And he forgot his focus. And when he lost his focus, he lost his footing, literally. And Jesus reached down and picked him up. We can be like that sometimes, but we have to be careful that we don't do that. We can look around. So it's interesting, and I want to keep it simple, that we need to maintain a good, healthy, eternal perspective. Paul's writing today in the second reading about that. And Paul writes a lot about eternal perspective throughout his books, but he writes today because and I want to be with the Lord. That's eternal perspective. Because I want to be with him, and I know that's where I'm going to go someday. What does Paul say that we can be if we keep a good, healthy, eternal perspective? We can then be courageous. Did you hear that word? Twice this word, courageous. What does courageous mean? Courageous means confidence. We can be bold. So if we keep our eyes on the Lord and maintain a good, healthy, eternal perspective, we too can become like Paul and be courageous in a world that sometimes it takes a lot of courage. Remember, and it's in the second reading today, It's a good line. It's a walk of faith, not of sight. It's a journey that we're currently on. Need some adjustment on your eternal perspective today? This, today and Father's Day, but also the day type it is, that it is, the day that it is a great time to get yourselves outside today for a few minutes. I know it's going to be hot. And take a moment and look at the handiwork of God. Look at the trees. Notice the birds. The river. We have a beautiful river that's great to go sit down by Side Cut Park. You can go along the river. If you need some adjustment on your perspective, go outside and see his handiwork. And remind yourself this, that he is still in control. Even at times when it appears that he's not.